Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of two spiritual enemies, pride and humility. We know from the scriptures that pride is something to be avoided and humility something to be pursued. Throughout the Word of God, we are given examples and admonitions about avoiding pride and pursuing humility. Proverbs 16:19 says, "It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide spoil with the proud." Proverbs 22:4 says, "The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life." Proverbs 29:23 warns us, "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." Micah 6:8 is a beloved scripture, and it tells us God's heart about humility. "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." God invites us to walk humbly with Him. Yesterday, we talked about how pride will cause a person to take credit for things that God has done, for things that have come from God, or that God has enabled them to do. And yet, humility is acknowledging that God is the provider and does not take credit for what has been given, but rejoices and gives thanks to the Lord. When the children of Israel were about to go into the promised land, the Lord gave them a very strict warning. He was about to take them into the land that flowed with milk and honey, where they would live in houses they did not build, and they would reap from vineyards they had not planted. In other words, it was a time and a place of abundance that they were about to experience. But the Lord knew that if they were not grateful to God for those things, they would eventually become proud, as if their own hand had gotten them these blessings. That same warning applies to us today, especially when we live in a time of plenty, where we are materially comfortable and have many good things in our lives. In Deuteronomy 8:11, this warning read this way: "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command you this day. Lest when you have eaten, and you are full, and you have built goodly homes, and you dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, where there were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought you forth water from the rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that He might humble you and prove you and do you good in the end. And then you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth.' But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore unto your fathers, as it is this day." The Lord knew the potential for danger of falling into the sin of pride when material goods and comfort was multiplied to His people. The same warning is so appropriate today. We live in a time when material comfort levels have risen, when people, even at the lowest end of economic scale in the United States, have much more wealth, so to speak, than many places in the earth. And it is in that place that there is a great temptation to fall into this sin of pride and say, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth or these possessions or this house or this good job. But the Lord said, remember the Lord your God, for it's He that gives you the power to get wealth. In order to maintain a heart of humility before God, we must never fall into the trap where we say, it's by my own hard work that I have achieved these things. It's by my own diligence that I have done these great things or achieved this position in my company. It's my hard work. God is the one who gave you the power to get wealth, to get that position, to achieve those goals, to accomplish that career move. But if we fall into the deception that pride brings our way, which is to take credit for things that God has enabled us to do or receive or obtain, then pride is lurking at our door. This applies individually to every person, but it also applies corporately to churches, to families, as well as to our nation. Abraham Lincoln, back in 1863, made a proclamation of a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. He was quite concerned that the hearts of the people of the United States of America had grown quite proud of their accomplishments and were not humble before God, and he knew that that was an ominous situation. Abraham Lincoln was a Christian man, and he was aware of the word of God that a man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. And he knew as well that a nation that has pride and is very proud and arrogant will be brought low. In his proclamation for this National Day of Humiliation, Fasting, and Prayer, Abraham Lincoln made these amazing comments to the United States of America. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. This proclamation of Abraham Lincoln's nearly 140 years ago would be as appropriate today, perhaps much more so than it was back in 1863. Pride takes credit for gifts that have come from God, while humility acknowledges that every good gift comes from the Father. When it comes to people's personal giftings that God has given to them, many people, when they become successful, whether it's in their occupation or even in religious circles as a minister, preacher, perhaps a great singer or evangelist, there is always the temptation to become proud over individual gifts. And yet, it is pride that takes credit for gifts that came from God. True humility acknowledges that that individual gift came from God and is powered by God. And yet, how do we keep a godly attitude about accomplishments that perhaps God has allowed in our lives? Hudson Taylor, the very famous missionary to inland China in the 1800s, was scheduled to speak at a large Presbyterian church in Melbourne, Australia. The moderator of the service introduced the missionary in eloquent and glowing terms. He told the large congregation all that Taylor had accomplished in China and then presented him as our illustrious guest. Taylor stood quietly for a moment and then opened his message by saying, "Dear friends, I am the little servant of an illustrious master." God wants us to achieve great things in Him. And there is nothing we cannot achieve with God, because we know from Philippians 4:13 that Paul the Apostle wrote, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And so God does not want you to deny gifts that He's given you, but He also does not want you to take credit for gifts He has given you. The famous inventor Samuel Morse, who had invented the telegraph as well as the Morse code, received many honors from his invention of the telegraph, but he felt very undeserving, and he made this profound and very humble statement about it. "I have made a valuable application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone, and He was pleased to reveal it to me." Humility recognizes that every gift comes from God and that we are honored and privileged to have been the vessel through which God has given that gift. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying this amazing subject of pride and humility. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.